Episode 1. D. McClung, this is Arthur Monologue. Let's consider the fiasco going on today in regards to the bathroom situation. Restroom situation. Now you know what I'm talking about. If you're not in a coma, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm just reading here in the news an article. Transgender rights, where 2016 candidates stand on bathroom bills. Let's just see what's wrong with this situation. I won't address the actual question here yet. I'll get to that later. Let's just see what it says. I'll read you here. This is the rights of transgender people have become an unlikely talking point, and so forth and so on. Controversy erupted last month after North Carolina passed North Carolina passed House Bill 2, HB 2, requiring people to use only restrooms that correspond with their biological sex. Stop. All right. Listen up. If you're going to use the word sex in a sentence, and you're going to talk about a subject like transgender or gay, homosexual, lesbian, transvestite, which bathroom you should use, restroom, public restroom, do not use the word sex in the sentence. Why is that? Because the word sex is one of those words. It's sort of a, what would we call it? The mind benders like to use words, not always correctly, but for the specific purpose of getting a rise in you. They want to create hysteria, which is a mental illness, which is insanity. So you don't want to be hysterical if you can help it. However, the mind benders are very good at manipulating your mind. That's why they're called mind benders. And I call them mind benders. You could call them something else if you like. But the fact of the matter is, getting back to the word sex, the word sex inspires people. I don't want to use the word inspires. The word sex causes people to think emotionally, that's subjectively, as, you know, what am I trying to say here? Using the word sex in a sentence that has nothing to do with sex, which is a biological function, is not the same as gender. So to use the word sex in this sentence, the correspond with their biological sex, which is very common these days in America because the mind benders have pretty much destroyed the English language. And the same mind benders have pretty much turned the English language into babble. People speak what they think is English, but it's not. They think they say something, but they don't say what they think they're saying. When you say biological sex, what comes to your mind? What automatically comes to your mind? What do you think? If you're anything like a normal person, which of course we won't get into what's normal, what's not, because let's just say I'll leave that for another time. You have an opinion about what's normal, in America at least. So your mind automatically switches into that sex becomes, you know, fucking. So if you see the word or read the word or hear the word, biological sex, bingo. You know what that means? That means fucking. That means putting my dick in your pussy. That's what the phrase means. Biological. That's physical. Sex means fucking. Intercourse. My dick, your pussy, my hands on your titties. Etc., etc. So these mindbenders and their collaborators and all of these people in America who have become collaborators, duped, let's say. They're duped. They have been manipulated, jerked around, duped. They have fallen for this mindbender's game, where they have been manipulated, controlled, conditioned, jerked around, and they now go around saying things like biological sex, which of course means you mean biological fucking. Now the sentence that I read to you, where I got to kind of go back and refresh you on that, requiring people to only use restrooms that correspond with their biological sex. All right. So your mind is automatically, subconsciously perhaps, but most likely emotionally charged to think, they're talking about fucking. The mind benders have gotten you hooked onto this concept. It's in your head, whether you want to admit it or not, whether you want to acknowledge it consciously or not. The fact of the matter is, you see the word sex, you automatically think, dick, pussy, fucking. Because that's what sex means. That's what the word means. Words mean what they mean. Doesn't matter how they mess it around, jerk you around, try to put different meanings to words. Doesn't matter how you jerk it around to make it sound like something it's not. It means what it means. Because if words don't mean exactly what they mean, then they mean nothing. If I can take a word, like for example, chair, and I can turn that word chair into a word that means, oh, let's just say the word chair means table. All right, from now on, when you hear the word chair, you're going to think table. Well now, let's be a little bit more absurd than that. Let me see, what can we say? All right, something along that line. I'm going to turn the word apple, and I'm going to have an into another word, another. I'm going to give it another meaning. I'm going to say the word apple actually means pomegranate. Let's be more absurd, shall we? An apple is really defined as... Okay, you ready? A television set. Uh-oh. I just realized what I did. Apple, computers, etc. All right, so maybe I shouldn't use the word apple, but I'm already into it now, so let's go with it. All right, let's see the word apple written down somewhere in a sentence, and we're gonna read it, an apple, and you know, your brain just says, you know what, I've been brainwashed, and now I think the word apple actually means a machine. Apple computers. We can go there. It's okay. And now your brain automatically thinks the word Apple means a computer, a machine, Apple computers, you know, or iPad or whatever the fuck they make. But let's forget, to totally forget the fact that the word Apple with a small a actually means a fruit. From an apple tree. So, if you don't get my illustration yet, if you're still having trouble comprehending what I'm telling you, then, you know, you probably should just turn this off and go, you know, fuck yourself. Sorry. I'm in a pissy mood today, people. All right, deal with it. All right, let's see what else we got going here. I haven't finished up with sex yet. I get distracted when I see the word sex or I hear the word sex. It's like, yeah, I wanna fuck. So the point is, in this sentence, with their biological sex, you automatically have this thing in your mind that it's conscious or subconscious. You got it twisted, because now you're thinking sex actually means, sex. And even though the damage has been done, not much I can do to correct it now. You've already been brain damaged. You already have already accepted the possibility that the word sex means, oh, sex, sex, sex. And you think fucking and stuff like that. So you're thinking that anybody that wants to go into a bathroom and, you know, has a male body with male body parts, who wants to go into a woman's bathroom is now going in there to fuck little girls. You idiot. I mean, seriously, you're a fucking idiot. Duh. Well, I guess I can't blame you for thinking that, because the freaking sentence took you there. The very conversation took you there. It drug you into this delusion. Intentionally. They drug you into this thing intentionally. They want you to be crazy. They want you to be fucking insane. Mindbenders. Bastards. Should be taken out into a field and beaten senseless with sticks. They are scum of the earth. And there's a lot of them. They seem to be winning the war for your mind. I think the word is properly called, proper word in that sentence should be, in all rules of English grammar and language, biological gender. You got that? So from now on, if you see the word sex in a sentence that has nothing to do with fucking, then just change it in your mind to gender, because that's the right word to use. And it doesn't really inspire you to think about, you know, sticking your dick in some girl's pussy. It's an inane word, benign word. It's just gender, meaning male, female. There are only two sexes in the human race. Male, female. What did I say? There are only two genders in the male, in the human race, in the human species. You've got male and female. You're one or the other. Nothing to do with sex. It has to do with the fact you've got male body parts or you have female body parts. One or the other. Now, let's just get a little crazy here and suggest that maybe there's another type of person, that there's another gender, male, female, neuter. In other words, you're not either of the regular, normal, biological, natural genders. You're not a male, you're not a female. What the fuck are you? I'm gonna guess freak, and I don't say that to be, you know, impolite or rude, but, you know, the word freak does have a definition. And one of the definitions of freak is, I'm sorry, freak! And I'm not suggesting we should be discriminate against freaks, or we should put them down, or be mean to them, but the word means not like normal people. You know, some abnormality that is bizarre. Like, you know, two heads. Or, you know, three tits. That would make you a freak. The definition, look it up in a dictionary, and I don't mean the new socialist dictionary. I mean the old-fashioned, like, impartial, we'll just tell you what the word actually means dictionary. Yeah, that's another subject. We'll get into it another time. Dictionaries have been tampered with. Words don't mean what the dictionary says. There are words in a dictionary, modern today dictionaries, that are like, you know, I'm sorry, but that's not what the word means, but let's just put that definition in there. Because we're actually controlling the English language and how people think. Dictionary.com, for example, admits that they manipulate human brains, the human mind, to consider this, think about this. Oh, well, the word is used differently now, so we need to tell you what the word means according to the Babel language. Babelese. And, you know, people are supposed to be intelligent enough to figure this out and say, no, I'm not going there. But apparently they're not. So, yeah, that's a cigarette lighter you hear me flicking. Can't get it on the first time for some reason. It's just the nature of these lighters. They're made in France or someplace. China, probably. They call them French. Anyway, never mind. The point is, they're using you, they're duping you, they're jerking you around, they're trying to get you inspired to think about sex, even though you don't want to do it emotionally, don't want to do it, you know, admit to it and confess to it and confront the fact that you're being jerked around. You automatically think, sex, meaning your dick or your pussy in conjunction with the opposite sex, bingo. Opposite sex, oops. Did I just use that word that way? Opposite gender. See, I have been contaminated with this gibberish myself. I say things, I use words incorrectly, I say things like the opposite sex. I've been contaminated, just like the rest of you. But I have a little bit more consciousness, I have a little bit more awareness, and I have a little bit more intellect going for me that I can actually see what has happened. And I can tell you, you know, oh yeah, I've been contaminated too. But at least I try to sterilize myself from time to time. I don't mean sexually, I mean mentally. You know, clean my brain of this filthy, rubbish, nonsensical, trash, crap, shit, bull, baloney stuff. Words mean what they mean. If they don't mean what they mean, they're gibberish. You're trying to talk to another human being in a conversational way, and you're using words like that don't mean what they mean. You're saying things like, biological sex when you should be saying gender. Well, let's just jump over into the same-sex marriage thingy, okay? It's not same-sex gender. It's not same-sex marriage. It's, see, that's another one of those emotionally charged phrases they like to throw at you. Get you to believe that that's actually true. Same-sex marriage. Again, what is the picture in your mind? Now, I know you might deny it. You might absolutely refuse to accept it. But same-sex marriage jumps to, you know, bang, bingo, in your head. You get a picture of two guys fucking each other in the ass. Don't deny it. Fess up. Man up. Admit it. You've been jerked around. And I don't mean jerked around. I mean someone's pulling your dick. And they ain't doing it friendly-like. Don't be a jerk and be jerked off. You want to jerk off, fine. Don't let other people that want to castrate you and jerk your dick off of your body. And you get the idea. So, no. Same gender marriage, not sex. Sex is a word. It's like a dynamite word. It's like boom, and you know your brain goes and freaking explodes, and you just follow along like a freaking zombie. I'm like, oh, sex, fuck. You know, yeah. So don't use the word sex when you mean gender. Use the right word or shut up. Oh, did he say shut up? Is that like censoring the guy? Is a man saying I can't face free speech? I can't say free speech. I can't use my free speech rights. I can't say what I want. Yeah, of course you can. Go ahead. I don't care. Go for it. Say whatever the fuck you want. Free country, free speech, do it. Yeah, see what happens. Think you got free speech rights in this country? Yeah, forget it. America's dead. Anyway, I wander off, but I know I gotta fill up about at least 30 minutes here on this show, so it won't kill you to kind of sort this out in your mind. Pretty obvious anyway. So here's the thing. Correspond to their biological sex. Excuse me? Don't go there. Just don't. Refuse to be a party to that nonsense. All right. So that's all I wanted to say about the bathroom thing at this point. Let me look through the article and see if I can find any other examples of stupid shit. Supporters of so-called bathroom bills generally argue that girls and women wouldn't be put in harm's way if transgender women were allowed to use women's restrooms. Oh, excuse me. Critics, on the other hand, say bathroom bills legalize discrimination against an already vulnerable community. All of the remaining candidates for two major parties have sounded off about transgender rights since Governor Pat McCrory signed HB2 on March 23rd. All right. I don't really want to talk about the bathroom thing. I just wanted to talk about duping of American and babalizing of the English language and, you know, the contamination of your mind with stupid shit and insanity. Let's see. Do I want to say anything else? I don't want to talk about the bathroom thing here yet. I'll devote an whole episode to that in a short time. Not today. Maybe tomorrow. We'll get to it. Guaranteed we will. So I'm gonna just wrap this up and we'll get back to the bathroom insanity bullshit later on. Oh boy, this is fun. I like it. I love radio. And I can talk and you have to listen or not. You can turn the channel, turn it off. I don't give a shit. But if you listen, you're listening. It's not like a conversation. We're not having a discussion. I'm not I'm talking, you're not talking, okay? You want to talk to the radio or whatever, fuck, who cares? I don't give a shit. I can't hear you. But that's why the show is called Archer Monologues. Catch you later.